We're talking about the keys to conversationality. Key to conversationality number 18 is play with your voice. Because when you're able to, why don't you surprise yourself with what you can actually do with your voice? Now, this isn't messing around. It's not doing funny voices or funny sounds like you might do with the kids at bedtime when you're reading them a story before they drop off to sleep. Nothing like that. But it will make you sound much more relatable and authentic and conversational, because that is how you talk when you're having a chat with your mates at the school gates or with your friends in the bar, that kind of thing. For example, you don't always just say no. Yeah, well, you might do. Are you going to go out with me? No. That's the kind of response I often get over the years. I know it might be hard for you to believe, but you know, just that flat single sound, no. It leaves you nowhere to go, does it? But usually we don't do that. You know, imagine you're in a coffee shop and you're with a friend, and your friend said, oh, I'll order for you, and you give the kind of coffee you want, and they say, do you want sprinkles on that? And you go, no. You're making it much more conversational. You're considering the options. You're thinking through whether you do or not as you say that first no, and then you come down with a much more definite no. You can probably think of other examples, illustrations and situations where you will change the way you say a word because you're thinking it through as you say it. That's what happens in conversations. So if you want to sound conversational, then that's the kind of trick that you can pull. Imagine, for example, that your other half is teasing you for taking a newly baked bun from the cooling tray. They know you've taken it. You know they know. They're not bothered. They're joking because they caught you out. Have you taken a bun? Yeah? You can see your other half, can't you? With a kind of smile on their face, their head maybe cocked to one side, maybe hands on hips, looking a little kind of pretend cross. Have you taken a bun? No, you reply, with a smile on your chops and a cake in your hand, halfway to your mouth. The turn on the word that is more than intonation that helps make it natural and says more than the letters can by themselves. Here's another example. You know, it's Donald Trump's last day as president. Well, his wife Melania has recorded a video message saying the country should pull together. Yeah? Just by saying, well, adds a certain irony, a certain humour to the story as you're reading it. Get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. These short daily podcasts are explained in that title. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Back tomorrow with more.